And it's like, yeah, okay, you were wrong, but you were very demonstrative in saying that. You were very over the top, and some ways disrespectful to the work that's been put in. It's not that you're disrespecting Steph Curry. It's not that you're disrespecting Klay Thompson or myself or Steve Kerr. You're disrespecting the work that's put in to get to this point. And I think that's what we all felt. And we wanted to go out and prove it again. And we did that.
Hey now, what's cracking? Welcome back to the Jim Rome Podcast, where I have a tremendous conversation on deck for episode 228 this week, because this week I am joined by a legend of the association, fresh off his fourth NBA championship. He is a four-time All-Star. He is a two-time Olympic gold medalist. He was the 2017 Defensive Player of the Year. That's right, my guest this week, the one and only Draymond Green. And I'm not sure there's another figure in the world of sports that I would rather chop it up with right about now. Not only did Draymond just lift the Larry O for the fourth time, his podcast is popping, and he is the EP of Amazon Prime Video's new special presentation, The Sessions, Draymond Green. So we have got a ton of ground to cover. Let's get right at it. It's episode 228 with four-time NBA champ Draymond Green, and it's coming at you right now.
So, Draymond, it's been a moment or so. Let me just say right off the very top, I am very glad that I'm not a part of the old media, that you've been beating the crap out of, and that you and I have an opportunity to chop it up and get caught up. How you living? How you feeling?
I am fantastic. I'm about a little over a week removed from winning number four. I'm in an absolutely great space. And I'll tell you what, Jim, you've been absolutely, and not only incredible to me, because I don't just speak for myself, but you've been absolutely incredible to any athlete that I've ever witnessed you have on. And for that, we appreciate you.
Dude, I appreciate you saying that, Draymond. I know you would not just say that. I know I had to earn that praise from you, and that means a hell of a lot. I really do appreciate that. Now, let me ask you, you're just a week removed from the ring, which we'll get into, but you are featured in a new Amazon program called The Sessions. It just dropped, Draymond. What is this show about, and then why did you decide that you wanted to take this on?
It's really just about a journey that I went on, a deeper dive into myself, around some meditation and just really healing. And, you know, it's something that I found beneficial for myself. I was never one to incorporate any type of meditating. I went through some training with Deepak Chopra and Debbie Brown as well. And, you know, really just showing a different side of me. I know the fans, they see me on the court and it's like this guy who's all in everyone's face and who always talking, but I'm totally different off the floor and just really wanted to show that side of things, but then also show how important that it is that you do work on yourself as well.
All right, so listen, I think that this is not easy work to do either. I can remember that I used to work out with somebody, he passed away, but I met a Navy SEAL, Draymond, years ago by the name of Richard Makowicz. And before we would do any training, martial arts training, we would meditate. And I'm talking like back in the 90s. And he would say to me, you need to sit still for 5 minutes and just be still and be quiet. And if your mind goes to anything in particular, we start over. And even the 5 minutes was really hard to do, just 5 minutes at a time. I'm curious, what was it like for you to turn within and do that kind of deep work on yourself? Was that challenging?
You're not lying. 5 minutes is an eternity. And I think people get discouraged at times when you can't go past 5 minutes without thinking of something else. And the reality is, it's something that everyone struggled with. Until I started doing some of this work, I had no idea that it was hard to meditate for 5 minutes. But what I've learned throughout it is the importance of centering and grounding yourself, allowing your thoughts to flow, allowing your mind to catch up with your body. We wake up in the morning and we just go, you know, and we're on to the next thing all day. I have to do this, I have to do that. You're on to the next thing. And you never truly give yourself, your mind, a chance to process everything that's going on with your body. And I've found that to be very beneficial for myself in practicing meditation.
I mean, Trevin, I wonder though, like you, when I look at you, and you and I have been talking since you were at Michigan State, like I don't know exactly, but I got a pretty good idea the kind of fuel you're running on, the kind of energy you're running on would help get you to the NBA. Not only get you there, but make you a four-time world champion and a future Hall of Famer. Like, so how do you walk that line between mindfulness and Zen and that, well, you know, fuck y'all energy that got you where you are?
Well, I think one of the important things about my journey that I went on is experiencing and actually feeling the feelings that you are feeling. And I think so many times we get caught up in not really experiencing the feelings that our bodies are going through. And that's one of the things that I've learned on my journey is, you know, if it's fear, feel that fear. You know, if it's happiness, feel that happiness. And it's been huge for me and understanding that, hey, we're human beings. You're going to experience every different type of feeling that you can. But just make sure when you are experiencing that, that you're actually going through and feeling those feelings and not just bypassing them.
In other words, embrace it. Embrace it all. Embrace whatever it is, right? Embrace the suck, embrace the good, embrace the bad, but embrace and feel it all.
Absolutely, because ultimately it's important how those things make you feel. You know, when things sucking, it's not all bad. You know, there's a lesson in that as well. Can you feel that? And to understand that lesson. And I think for me, that's been one of the most important things that I've learned.
Love it every single time. I love that sound. Always pumps me up. That is the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the best. It gives entrepreneurs the resources that were once reserved for big business. So upstart startups and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. Listen, scaling your business is a journey of endless possibility. I know this. I've done this myself with this show and my podcast and my side hustles. Shopify helps with all of that. I love how Shopify has the tools and resources that make it easy for any business to succeed from down the street to around the globe. Reach customers online and across social networks with an ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. More than a store, Shopify grows with you. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. Go to shopify.com/Rome, all lowercase, and get a free 14-day trial and get full access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business with Shopify today. Once again, go to shopify.com/Rome right now, shopify.com/Rome. It seems to me like also like what we're talking about, like this shit, it's deep. It's not like a Band-Aid, right? Like you can't do this a couple of times and then expect it to take hold, right? Like it's kind of, it's a commitment. It's almost a lifestyle, right?
No, it is. It's a commitment to yourself. It's a commitment to bettering yourself. And I think that's the commitment that majority of us don't make. You know, we all think, oh man, I work so hard on the basketball court. I work so hard in the office. I work so hard here, so hard there. And in turn, you forget to work on yourself, you know, and if you're not working on yourself, how are you improving? And yeah. I think that's something that we all tend to forget about. It's like, oh, I'm working hard on the thing that's in front of me. Meanwhile, you have yourself right there that's dying for that work and we all bypass it.
Not only that, but I think even for like an elite athlete like you, it seems to me like even if you have this great process, right, where you're constantly in the gym, you're constantly working on your fundamentals and your body, I mean, it doesn't matter if your mental game is for shit, right? Like physically, no matter how dialed you are, if you're not working on the most important muscle, the one above your shoulders, that other physical stuff probably doesn't matter that much, right?
100%. You know, we always say, without the mind, the body goes. You know, if you can take the brain away, the body is nothing without it. And, you know, that's a prime example of that. You know, you can look at it in basketball terms and you'll hear, hey, if you take the head of the snake away, they don't know where to go from there. We've heard that a million times. And it's so true. It's like, you know, if everything is running well, you know, as far as your body go, your movement, anything that's in regards to your body, but your brain isn't, it's all for nothing. If you don't feel that way in your brain, if you can't feel that way in your mind, then your body isn't running as well as it can run. And I think, you know, that's something that we have to pay more attention to. It's the mind. How is the mind feeling? How do you exercise the mind? How do you help? How do you help the mind grow? How do you ease the mind? I think those are all feelings that we need to, or at least try to experience and understand.
I think you're so right. Like, I wonder then how it translates on the floor, or how it translates on the floor. As an example, I'm watching game four and I'm thinking to myself, and look, you know, I got nothing but crazy profound respect for Steve Kerr, of course, but when he keeps you on the bench late in game four, I'm like, holy shit, Draymond's not out there. And I'm thinking, if I'm thinking, holy shit, what is Draymond thinking right now? Did you lean into that Zen, that meditation, whatever work you had done? Did you lean into it in that moment? Did it help you in that moment?
I think what I leaned into in that moment was my teammates. You know, my teammates in a moment where I'm frustrated, in a moment where I'm pissed off, leaning into my teammates and allowing myself to experience the pissed off feeling that I was feeling, but yet and staying in that moment and understanding that while experiencing that, I have to stay ready for this moment. It's not necessarily that I'm going to block myself from experiencing that, because the reality is the feeling of experiencing that, it can also push me. It can also have a positive reaction to me. Now I'm pissed off. I've been playing pretty bad. I go in down the stretch, last 4 minutes, I make every play that needs to be made for us to win the game. But if I'm not experiencing that, am I then able to feed off of it? You can't feed off of it if you're afraid to experience those feelings. So in the same token, you could be hurting yourself as well by closing yourself down to that experience.
I was going to say, if you shut down to it, right? So you've got your four rings. You start at the very top by saying, I'm about a week out, man. I feel great. I could tell that you still feel great. Like the four, Draymond, they're all different. I get that much. But does this one mean more than any of the other three that came before it, or is it just different?
It's different because, you know, every one of these things, you're on your own journey. And ultimately, that's what you appreciate the most. It's the journey to get there. You know, I'm standing up on the stage in front of the Boston fans, in front of our fans celebrating the championship. And I'm sitting there looking out and I'm just kind of in daze because I'm thinking about the journey to get there. Like, ultimately, yes, I can go hoist the trophy, but I appreciate the journey way more than I appreciate that trophy that they're awarding us. And so I think for me, you appreciate each journey. Now, this journey, I think, in a way, it's more special because of all the things that was made up of it. You know, when you look at the success that we had the 5 years prior to the last two seasons before this one, and then hitting rock bottom, and the whole world talking, the whole world saying it should be broken up. And the reality is no one had ever proven that they can beat us, you know. We've had instances where I got suspended from a game and we lost. And then we had instances where within 48 to 72 hours, we lose Kevin Durant to an Achilles injury and Klay Thompson to an ACL injury. And then we lose. But no one had ever truly proven that they can beat us. Now, then you have the departure of Kevin Durant and everybody really like, oh, my God, it's over. That's the end of it. As if we had never done it before prior to Kevin Durant arriving. And, you know, that's no slight on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant was incredible. We don't win those two championships and on the verge of three-peating without Kevin Durant. But in saying that, yes, we had done it before him, and no one gave us a shot in hell to do it again once he left, as if it had never been done before. And all we had proven was that we can do it. And so I think with taking all of that into account, currently it feels more special. But I think once you get off the high of those emotions, you again just appreciate everyone for its own journey.
Are you craving some protein after a good workout? Do not make a shake or eat a bar. Grab a bag of beef jerky from Old Trapper. Old Trapper beef jerky is tasty and tender and made with real strips of steak and quality spices that are smoked over a wood fire. And it goes wherever you go, to the game, to the gym, to the beach. So look for Old Trapper in the Clearview bag. You can see the quality you're buying. Look for it in major retail stores near you. If you don't see it, ask for it by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef? All right, so are you off the high of those emotions yet, or is it still gratifying to set the record straight and let folks know what you and your teammates just did?
I'm off the crazy initial high. You know, I'm coming back down to earth. Life's kind of getting back normal. You're adjusting to your normal life or trying to get your summer routine in order, and I think that's extremely important. But in the same token, there were a lot of people talking, and it's extremely gratifying. Because I think, you know, in today's day and age, Jim, no one's held accountable. People just say stuff, they move on. It's like, I was wrong if I said this. And it's like, yeah, okay, you were wrong, but you were very demonstrative in saying that. You were very, very, very over the top and some ways disrespectful to the work that's been put in. It's not that you're disrespecting Steph Curry. It's not that you're disrespecting Klay Thompson or myself or Steve Kerr. You're disrespecting the work that's put in to get to this point. And I think that's what we all felt. And we wanted to go out and prove it again. And we did that. And now here we are. We proved what we wanted to prove, and we're not done yet. We're going to prove it again.
And Draymond, the way you answered that question at the very end, you kind of answered something I wanted to ask you about. You had a great tweet last week. Quote, "Anybody talk out of turn today, just logging on the app to see if there's someone to destroy," end of quote. And what I wanted to say to you was, like, on the one hand, social media is good and it's great when it's great. But when it's bad, it's a fucking cesspool, man. It's one of the worst things ever. So I was going to ask you, what do you personally get out of logging on and looking to destroy folks who are, quote, talking out of turn? Is it just a matter of holding people accountable?
It's definitely a matter of holding people accountable and making people eat their words. Ultimately, as a competitor, you see all the doubts. You want to make people eat those words. You know, I'm not one to make them eat them and then quietly let them walk away. No, while you eat those words, you're going to hear about it and you're going to live with it and you're going to stand on that. And that's just kind of how I've always been. And you know, and going through this, like, I wanted to tell everybody about it. You know, the last 2 years, I remember everything that was said. I remember the doubt that was thrown out there, including the last 2 months, you know, the disrespecting doubt that's thrown out there. And so I think for me, you just kind of remember all of it. You know, at times it's fuel, at times it's not. But I'll be 100% honest with you, Jim. The only way I'm going to log on and see if someone spoke out of turn is if someone really spoke out of turn and everybody then blow me up. Like, yo, you see what such and such said? Because I don't really spend much time on Twitter. Like, I don't read many tweets. I don't read, like, many of my ads. I only kind of see it if people are, like, blasting it to me once I log on. So the reality is it can be a pretty dreadful app to be on. And you got to know how to weed through that and how you handle it. And for me, you know, I've been talking a lot to, like, media personalities and different things like that, but you get so many people talking on Twitter, and the reality is it's not beneficial for you to just sit there and respond to them all day. So I just don't read, because I know me, if I see it, I'm going to strike back. I always do.
That's the best thing. Like, you know you. You got to pick your spot. You're right. If that's all you did, man, if you logged on to that thing and you started reading that stuff, this is why I don't log on all day and read that stuff, because you'd never get anything else done. And you just said, you know, other media personalities. It's one thing, Draymond, if it's some, like, random, like some rando or some anonymous egg who, if you get them, if they get you to respond, it makes their, not only their day, but their life. But it's quite another when it's a peer or a former peer. Like, you're still kind of beefing, not kind of, you're beefing with Kendrick Perkins. Like, what's your biggest issue with that guy?
I don't beef with anyone. At the end of the day, I'm a basketball player. I'm not running around fighting someone or trying to get back at someone. I don't beef with anyone. I state my piece when I see things are being said, when I see people acting a certain way, I state my piece and I leave it at that. I'm not on Twitter going back and forth. Now, you know, I had a little back and forth with Ja Morant the other day. That was a bunch of fun, and that's a guy who I have a ton of respect for. So to sit there and go back and forth with the young fella the other day, that brightens my day, you know, but and also being on the same level and understanding, like, you know, these are all stars talking about the game of basketball. That's competitive. That's fun. I enjoy that. But as far as beefing with someone, you know, people can beef with me all they want, but I don't have the time nor the bandwidth to worry about beefing with someone. That's too much energy wasted that I don't have to give.
Listen, I understand this. You know, like the podcast, before I let you go, Draymond, your podcast became a thing, man, during the finals, because I'm not sure that any player has ever really let us in the way you did during a championship series. Like, it was a thing because all of a sudden, hey, man, he's not playing the way he normally does because of that pod. Or the Celtics and their coaching staff have this alleged edge because he's talking tactics and strategy. Like, it became a big thing. I'm curious, what was your reaction to all of the reaction to your podcast?
I enjoyed the reactions to the podcast. If you want me to be honest with you, I was a little shocked by what the reaction has been to it, especially during the playoffs. You know, obviously it's something that had never been done to that magnitude before in our league. And so it's a really big deal. It's groundbreaking. Everyone's talking about it. It became a big thing. It became a topic of discussion. Guess what, Jim? For me, that's amazing. Because ultimately they're helping grow the audience of the podcast. And for me, it's something that I enjoy. I enjoy sharing my knowledge of the game. I enjoy trying to help the overall knowledge of the game of basketball grow, because ultimately I think that puts our game in a much better place. And so I absolutely love it. And for people to have the reaction that they had to the podcast, I am thankful for that. I don't take it for granted. I appreciate all our supporters, all our listeners, those that listen because they enjoy it, because they enjoy the content, they enjoy me, or you know, they're fans of mine. I appreciate them. And then those that listen to it because they're haters, I also appreciate them, because ultimately, if you're listening, you're a supporter, and for that, I thank you.
The calf slicer, the Peruvian necktie. There are tons of ways to come out on top in the octagon and for UFC 276. There's one more with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. New customers can bet $5 on any fighter to win and get $100 in free bets, win or lose. Whether it's Adesanya with a knockout kick or a powerful punch from Cannonier, you win no matter what. And with DraftKings Same Game Parlays, you can turn another small bet into a big payday. Combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, number of knockouts, and more. For UFC 276, you can place a Same Game Parlay, and if it hits, you will win double. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code ROME. Bet $5 on any UFC 276 fighter to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. That's code ROME this Saturday at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions do apply. See show notes for details. Yo, dude, I learned this, I think, before you were born, when I started doing this shit. If they love you, they listen. And if they hate you, they listen. And I learned this at a very early age. It's like, man, Rome, I fucking hate that guy. You know what he said on Wednesday? You know what he said on Thursday? You know what he said on Friday? I swore I'd kick his ass on Monday. So I learned this lesson many, many, many years ago. You're right. You nailed that. Draymond, I was talking to Super Warrior fan and poker legend Phil Hellmuth the other day. Dude, he loves you. He was saying Draymond is so smart, he is going to be a billionaire, billionaire one day. If you got that in the back of your mind, how's that sound to you?
It sounds incredible, you know, but the reality is, and I'm thankful to Phil. Phil is a great friend of mine, and he's been absolutely incredible to me and a great friend. The reality is I have a great group of mentors and friends to help me get there. And, you know, they're proven. They know what they're doing. It's a lot of people I trust. And then also putting work in. You know, I obviously it starts with the work. No one wants to help someone that doesn't put work in, that's not trying to better themselves. And so I think for me, I've really built a great circle. And, you know, like I said, I trust them. They're very, very, very intelligent people. And they know how to do it. And I just follow in their footsteps and not act like I have all the answers, because I know it, I don't.
All right, so Draymond, not everybody knows, but for those who do not know, the Amazon series is called The Sessions, and you are the very first subject. For those who do not know where to go to find this, where do they go? What do they do? How do they watch this?
To watch The Sessions, and as Jim just said, I am the very first episode. There will be more sessions, not just myself. I will be executive producer on The Sessions, but you can find them on Amazon Prime. That's where they will live. I think it's an absolutely incredible way for people to just take that deeper dive into other people's lives and truly get to understand the person, to get to understand things that they're good at, to get to understand the things that they struggle at. You know, sometimes in watching and just watching sports, you can totally pick up the wrong thing. You can totally pick up the wrong message. And I think through The Sessions is a way that you get to take a deeper dive into some of your favorite athletes, some of your favorite people, and just learn, you know, their process, they're going through their journey, their struggles, their successes, and how does that help you? You know, I think ultimately you can look at some of those things and say, wow, I may struggle with that, or I do this well, I can do that better, and continue to grow. And I think that's the important thing about The Sessions, is it's a tool to help people continue to grow.
So last question, quick follow. You're not just EPing your episode. You're an EP on all the episodes.
Yes, I am. I am an EP on all the episodes. It's a project with Gotham Troper and Religion of Sports that I am a part of throughout. And, you know, I'm looking forward to continuing to help deliver great content and helpful content to the people, not only in America, but around the world. So I think it's much needed.
I know those folks at Religion of Sports. They do a great job. That is a great production company. Draymond, it is so good to get caught up, man. I appreciate you. Congrats on the championship. That's four for you now. And the show is great. And I really appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Jim, for having me on. As always, it's a pleasure. When my team asked me, they said, "Well, you do the Jim Rome show?" I said, "Jim has been incredible to me long before anybody cared or knew who Draymond Green was. And for that, my brother, I appreciate you."
Dude, my man, I appreciate so much that you remember that. And I remember moms and you back in college. It means the world to me, Draymond. Thank you so much, dude. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, dude. Have a great day. Listen, now more than ever, I understand how investing can get really confusing, especially when people keep using terms like meme stocks, altcoin, and shilling. With all that jargon flying around, it can be hard to figure out how to start investing. Getting your money right is easier than with SoFi, the first investing platform to offer stocks, ETFs, automated investing, and cryptocurrency too, all in one single app. So whether you're eager to get started with investing or you already know the ropes and you want to diversify your portfolio, SoFi has your back. And no commissions on trading stocks and ETFs, plus no account fees or hidden fees. Complimentary financial planners are ready to help with any questions, whether you're stuck on where to start or you need help deciding what to do next. And explore the world of cryptocurrency alongside the rest of your investments. 30 available coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Dogecoin, and more. And SoFi protects against fraud and theft to keep your crypto secure. Cut through the jargon. Make investing easier with SoFi. Go to SoFi.com/Rome and learn how you can win up to $1,000 in stock when you open up an account. That's SoFi.com/Rome. Brokerage and active investing products offered through SoFi Securities LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. All investments involve risk, including the loss of principal. Past performance does not guarantee future results or future performance.
About this dude, listen, everybody's got an opinion on Draymond, but let me tell you something. This part of it is not up for debate. The guy is riveting. The guy's fascinating, and there is no other active athlete quite like him. So my thanks to Draymond for making the time and for bringing straight fire to the original side hustle like I knew he would. Conversations like this one are the entire reason that I started this podcast in the first place. Premium, extended, and unfiltered one-on-ones that you cannot and will not hear anywhere else. And if you're interested in more, there are over 200 episodes banked and waiting for you. Plus, if you take a second and you subscribe, you will be the first to know when the next one drops. So consider finding and smashing that subscription button. And while you do, I will reciprocate and pay you back with your voicemails.
First new message.
Romy, Justin in Melbourne. Smack off 28. It's high. I mean, we had a little bit of turbulence taking off, but the OGs and the heavyweights definitely delivered. I mean, Caleb's call alone, flawless. It was clear, it was clean, and it was original, man. Well done. In Rome, enjoy your fatness in Whisker for the next 2 weeks. I'm out.
Message saved. Next message.
Skillet, this is Dan from Central Florida. Dapper smack off, still processing things a little bit. As good as Caleb's call was, I think it still should have went to the BIC. Just my own opinion. I think the strap should have went back to him since their calls were so close. Number two, what in the hell happened to Jeff in Richmond? I was looking forward to his call. And number three, that dog has got to go. Cut his leash loose. Get him out of here. Peace out.
Message saved. Next message.
What's up, Vance Mack? It's Brady. I've got a question which I've been meaning to ask you, and I don't want to offend your channel, but did you name Logs after Wolverine from X-Men?
Message deleted. Next message.
Jim, Rob from Reno. Dude, I am so happy Caleb won the smack-off. I am so overjoyed. I'm drunk on the end of a Friday, and Caleb, you fucking rule, bringing back the creativity, and instead of like the typical clone-on-clone smack that's all like blah, 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 and we've heard it all before, like the Brad and Coronas and the everybody else's, man, you frickin' frackin' fucking nailed it, and God bless you, man. Yay! Victory for the jungle!
Message saved. Next message.
Jim Rome, Matthew in Indiana. First of all, keep up the good work, Hall of Famer. Kicking a snakety snake. Second of all, like, I know your team content and all, but Rob from Reno, come on, man. There's no way that makes the show better. There's no way that adds value to your content. Quite the opposite. Pull up, Rome. Pull up. Pull up.
Message deleted. Next message.
Hey, Jim, what's up? This is David from Buffalo. What a smack-off that was. Look at the best calls of the day. Iafredi, the Cavalier Asian, Caleb from Green Bay, sports takes. Stop talking about one another and talk about sports. To quote Iafredi from the 2016 smack-off, it is a sports talk radio show on a sports radio network. Left and Laguna, great call, man. He actually mixed in some sports takes. This is why we listen to this show. We don't listen to hear about one another and talk and make these silly, lame jokes about each other. This is not a comedy hour. I'm not breaking the fourth wall here. We need more of the fucking old school and none of these new school guys. God damn it, we need more old school callers who talk sports. Out!
Message deleted. You have no more messages.